Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 5 o'clock on a Friday. We will make our picks for Sunday's game, including Jets-Dolphins. The Giants can't lose this weekend. That's good. We have a new edition of Idiots with Idioms, where we've collected all of the dumb idioms that we tried to attempt to do this week that failed miserably. So all of that coming up over the course of the next hour plus. But right now, a little after 5 o'clock, it is time for your Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Here we go. Jets and Dolphins Sunday. MetLife Stadium, a rivalry renewed, arguably the biggest game on the slate on Sunday. So I'm here to give you the five reasons we should have no confidence in the Jets winning this game. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
People are starting to believe in the Jets. Usually not a good sign.
Very bad sign. Yeah, when the confidence starts to move up, that's usually when the worst things happen.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
After the news today about Justin Fields, we are now an in-game injury of Tyrod Taylor away from Brady Cook taking snaps in this game Sunday.
Wow.
I'm very mixed about this.
Is that a Fugazi injury? It's got to be, right?
The knee injury to Justin?
Yeah.
The only reason one could say that is because last week a report came out that Justin Fields was not happy about possibly coming in for certain packages.
Right.
And Fields said, no, I'm not comfortable doing it. When Aaron Glenn was asked about it, he didn't deny it. He said everything will be private. And Justin's a team player. So I can see why you would make that point. I'm just going to trust that, okay, there's a knee injury. I want to see Brady Cook play at some point.
Yeah.
Do I
so
want
it's not a bad thing because you know that Justin Fields isn't really the guy.
Right, and I
so it's okay.
I want to see Brady Cook play. I don't know if these would be the circumstances to see it. I mean, I will be in the building, so I guess that's kind of cool. I could save my ticket stub forever if Brady Cook becomes a star. But I don't know. I don't know if this is the Sunday I'd want to see him. I'm not sure when I want to see him, but I definitely want to see Brady Cook before the season is over.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
All right, the third reason we should have no confidence in the Jets Sunday, Eddie Scazzeri, the great, he'll be in the building as a Dolphins fan, and it is the last Jet-Dolphin game he will take in that stadium before he retires.
Scoz is going to the game?
Oh, he's going to the game.
Do you know where he's sitting?
I don't know where he's sitting. I'm guessing better seats than you.
What kind of comment is that?
Because
I have good seats.
Because I believe I heard on the morning show. I could be wrong. I think he's going with the Winters Brothers.
Oh, Winters Brothers have great seats. I think it's like third row off the 50-yard line. Fantastic.
So would he have better seats than you?
Actually, no. I don't think. Here's my thinking about football. I swear to God, I mean this. I would personally, I'd rather be higher up.
Okay.
I don't want to say they're better seats because I think 98% of people would say you're a schmuck. I'd rather sit there.
Right.
But to me, I do not like being that close in football. I don't think it's as good of a
By the way, the seats were great when we were up there, as much as I had fun.
Thank you.
I'm just, you know.
You know who's sitting up near me?
Joe B. I want to know.
Well, besides Mike, 5-year-old, Joe B.
You mess.
Joe B's going to be up there.
Here we go.
Number two.
The number two reason you should have no confidence in the Jets Sunday is that Evan will be in the building.
Ah! I mean, we won last week.
Know.
I was there.
A win streak with you in the building?
Ah!
Oh, Spence.
Spencer's undefeated.
Right. Don't knock the kid, man.
Is the kid included in the list? Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one reason we should have no confidence in the Jets Sunday is that Joe B will also be in the building.
Nah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Enjoy the Jet game Sunday.
That's something for him to moan about.
Yeah.
For sure.
The record of the New York Jets when it's me and Joe in the building, not very good.
I can't take it.
By the way, the Jets-Dolphins is like a very weird rivalry. Okay, so from this standpoint.
Yeah, if you're not local to it, you don't understand it.
Well, it's also been kind of dormant in terms of both teams being good for basically my entire life, which is kind of funny when you think about it. Like, I'm a 42-year-old man, and for the most part, the Jets and the Dolphins have not really been good at the same time.
So what is it? Is it more a 80s Marino thing that made New Yorkers Miami Dolphin fans?
Yes.
And so you just hate them because they're here and they shouldn't be.
Well, okay, so I'm different than maybe the older Jet fan. I think for the older Jet fan, there was a rivalry. I mean, the Mud Bowl is legendary. Yeah. They played in the AFC Championship game. The Dan Marino stuff, like, absolutely there's a history to it. Why I've hated the Dolphins over the last 30 years are their fans. And you just hit on it, that there are a lot of Dolphin fans in New York. Some of them are obnoxious. See, I've changed my phrasing. I used to say all of them were obnoxious. But I've soon realized, like, Eddie Scazzeri is not obnoxious, so I wouldn't put him in that bowl. Even Frank the Tank, not obnoxious. But others are. So it's weird, though, because we haven't been good at the same time in a while. Just to give you perspective, I'm going to ask you to guess, in the last 23 years.
23.
Which is a pretty good sample size, right?
Yeah.
How many times do you think both the Jets and the Dolphins finished above 500?
Above 500?
I thought
you were going to give me a playoff thing.
No, just above 500.
It's got to be, I'm going to say three.
Once.
Oh, man.
In 2008, which is not a fond season as a Jet fan because they blew it and they were 8-3 and finished 9-7, and they lost that last game with Brett Favre against Chad Pennington at Giants Stadium. The Jets ended up finishing 9-7 that year. The Dolphins won 11-5. They won the division. That is the last time they were both over 500. That's 17 years ago. And then 07, 06, 05, 04, 03, one of them finished under 500. So one time in 23 years have both teams finished above 500.
Is this a rivalry even? It's just an emotional rivalry because of the history of Dolphin fans in New York or New Jersey or whatever you want to call it. But still, it doesn't feel like this isn't an on-field rivalry for sure. Because, like, how can it be?
It's just a division rival. Mm. It's a division rival whose fans are obnoxious. And even when you're having a down year like the Jets are, you still want to beat them. Mm. Now, the last time they both made the playoffs, you got to go back to 2001. That was the last time both teams made the playoffs. So it's kind of incredible to think about how bad we both are. I know the last 15 years have been more about the Jets being bad, but the previous...
That's almost a quarter century.
I know. And it's not that difficult to make the postseason, right?
In theory, no. Just don't suck. Don't always suck.
They always suck.
Yeah.
And we, the Jets, have sucked for 15 years. I mean, there's no doubt about it. WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. The biggest thing I want to see on Sunday, real quick before you get back to your calls... Like, obviously, I want to win. That's obvious. Mm-hmm. No kidding. I got to see this defense force multiple turnovers. And I'm not talking about one turnover. I'm talking about multiple turnovers. They have forced two turnovers all year, including one last week on the muff punt.
Right.
Before that, it was a fumble like 6 weeks earlier on the opening drive. I need to see this defense make a play.
It's almost uncanny. It's not luck. It's not. It can't be effort.
It's a combination of things.
Two turnovers makes no sense. It's almost by accident you're getting more than that.
By accident.
Yes.
But there was a stat I read this morning, and I think PFF had it, that Jet opponents have only thrown 5 interceptable balls this entire season, which is an incredibly low number.
Well, part of that's because they're running the ball on the Jets.
Sure.
Because they're up in games, and they're not having to put the ball in harm's way. Or they've just had good quarterbacks play against them, which is not all the case, but I mean, that's a hell of a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What was that, though?
But that, and that's contributing to it. But right. You also make the point that teams are also running against the New York Jets at a very high pace. So if there's going to be less interceptable footballs when you're not throwing as often.
You're not getting turnovers unless you strip it.
But I think when you are, again, to put in perspective how historic this is, because it is historic, the Jets have forced 2 turnovers all season long. The NFL record for fewest turnovers in an entire season was the San Francisco 49ers, and the number was 8. The Jets are not close to that number.
No.
They have a real chance to destroy that record. And every single week when I sit down, I'm like, oh, I mean, come on. It's law of averages. Of course they're going to force multiple turnovers. I need to see that. Against Tua, I need to see that. And I think for them to win this game, they need to do that. Because what the Jets have done so well in the games they've won is they've created mayhem, not with their defense, but on special teams. They've made plays on special teams. They're not just beating teams by just beating them at the point of attack. Mm-hmm. Like, they need to do things to win. And what I think they need to do on Sunday is force multiple turnovers. Now, will they? That's the million-dollar question. Like, they have forced 2 all season long. Right. So one
against Denver and one last week.
And the one against Denver was the opening drive of the game, and I think they turned it into a field goal, if memory serves correct. And then the one they forced last week, which I thought was a touchdown at the time, one play later was a Breece Hall rushing touchdown. Tiki, how many turnovers did the New York Jets force on Sunday against the Dolphins?
Well, Tua is prone. I think they get their first interception of the season.
And that's the only turnover they force?
One.
All right. I'm writing this down. This is a short-term prediction. Sean Morash, how many turnovers did the New York Jets force on Sunday?
Tua.
That's a good one.
He's good today.
He's good today. That was a good one.
Tommy, how many turnovers?
I mean, a tough act to follow.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to go 2. One of them is going to go back to the house. So a pick 6.
Boy, you guys are all delusional.
Two is terrible.
I got Tiki getting a turnover. Sean's got 2. Tommy's got 2.
I got an interception.
You got an interception.
I'm specific.
The answer is 0. And the beat rolls on. And the beat rolls on. And the beat rolls on. Yeah. That's my gut feeling. 0. Now, is that a prelude to the NFL picks coming up in 15, 20 minutes? Maybe. You'll have to tune in to find out. Let's go to Sonny in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Hey, Teak. How are you?
What's up, dude?
Hey, one Met thing and one giant coaching search, obviously. The Pete Diaz question, obviously it's Diaz. He's still the best closer in baseball, in my opinion. So that's an easy one, even though we all love Pete. Hopefully they can sign both. As far as the Giants head coaching position, I think people are making this harder than it's out to be. Number one, if you get away with all the names that keep coming up that are not feasible, like I love Sal, but he keeps saying Bill Belichick. The Giants are not hiring Bill Belichick. Mike Tomlin. The Pittsburgh Steelers is not letting Mike Tomlin go. Defensive, offensive coordinators, we're not hiring your first-time coach. You guys know me. I love the Giants. McCarthy is the favorite, and he has to be the next Giants coach. And I don't know if it was you guys or the morning show where somebody said that he's never built a program. He's always come to a situation where the team is set. The Giants have a lot of talent. He's just got to clean up the mess. And it's not just Carter. Kiki, you could attest this. Neighbors is a pain in the neck. Last year on the sidelines, he was a pain. Now he's questioning calls on his couch.
Yeah.
So he's just got to clean up the mess, get a great coaching staff, which he can do. McCarthy, guys, is the guy. It's that simple. Stop making it difficult with these names that don't matter.
Thank you, Sonny. I love the passion. The one thing I will disagree with you on is, and I said this in June, I say it today, I think this is the end of Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. Where I pause, where I say, okay, but it may not end up with the Giants, is this guy's been coaching for so long, there is certainly a chance he pulls a Sean Payton or a Mike McCarthy and sits out.
Does something else for a year.
I could totally see that. Tiki, you've made that point for a while, and you've put it in my head, of course that can happen.
It's been 19 straight years as the head coach of one team. And he's had successes, obviously, but there's also been a ton of frustrations because they don't win playoff games.
No, I get you.
And so, you know, he's aware of that. He feels that. I mean, it's got to be exhausting.
Would you like
to... Because the seasons are long because you make the playoffs.
Right.
But you never feel fulfilled because you lose every time in the playoffs.
Would you like to see Mike Tomlin be the head coach of the New York
Jets? Of course. I would love that.
You would like to see that too, Sean?
100%. I think he's phenomenal.
He's great.
He's an awesome dude.
I'm with you.
He's one of my favorite coaches that I've ever met. Ronnie would say he's one of his favorite people that he's ever met. But I just don't know if it's a reality that he's going to coach that team.
But that's not what I was asking. I was just saying, would you want him 100%. To be your coach? Okay.
100%. If he can't change the culture, nobody can.
Yes. So then what I would advise everybody to do is on Sunday at 1 o'clock, if you've got YouTube TV, is when you're watching Ravens-Steelers, you best be rooting for the Ravens. Because you need a Steeler failure. If the Steelers miss the playoffs and they finish under 500, the chances of him being available go up.
And if the Ravens beat them this weekend, the Ravens are making the postseason. And the Steelers are likely not.
And think
about how far back the Ravens came.
And what do you think that all leads to, ladies and gentlemen? It leads to them probably moving on. See, there are steps to this. There are three steps when I made this prediction back in June. A prediction. Though I should just say I was reporting it at this point. And that was, in June I said Mike Tomlin will be the Giants coach in January. There were three things that needed to happen. Step one, the Giants have a bad year. They choose to fire Brian Daboll. They did that midseason. Check. Step two, I thought the Steelers would fail. I thought they'd have a bad year. They're on their way to that. They're not there yet.
You were just hating on Aaron Rodgers.
I was predicting what I think would happen with
it. Yes, and you're right.
So hating is such a mean word.
Now he's hurt.
We are headed towards that failure. And then step three is Mike Tomlin saying, I want to coach again. Ooh, the Giants are there. That's the job I want.
No, it's not even coach again. It's coach immediately.
Coach immediately.
Because if he says, oh, I'm going to coach again, but I'm taking a year. He's not going to be the Giants.
So we're halfway home is the point.
Yes. He's got to want to coach immediately.
We will make our NFL picks specifically, the Jet-Dolphin game and two others. We will get back to your phone calls as well. 888-808-1019. And another edition of Idiots with Idioms, where everyone could have a good chuckle. It is Evan and Tiki. We will make our NFL picks shortly. We appreciate the listeners and callers to our show. We're a very interactive show. And it was about a week and a half ago when a caller suggested that every Friday or at the end of the week, Tiki, as the smartest guy in the room, can list off and we can all enjoy the mistaken idioms from the week that was, because we always try to do idioms and they always seem to go wrong. So it is a segment, brand new on Evan and Tiki, second time you'll ever hear it, every Friday at 5:30, simply called Idiots with Idioms.
Hey, hey, you know what time it is? It's Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Laugh till you split your sides. Idiots with Idioms.
Nice. Here we are, Idiots with Idioms. Unfortunately, Evan, you're on this list a lot. Even though I made the list.
Oh, you did? Good to know.
I made it twice. All right, here we go. The first one. I think I corrected you on this one, but let's re-listen.
Just because it does feel that if Pete comes back, he's DHing a lot.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm equivocating them as pick one or the other.
You got it right.
Eventually.
Sure? You got it right the first time. Equivocating.
That was a slight bobble.
Equivocating.
Ground ball to second base. I bobbled it a few times.
Yes, you did. That's all right, Anthony Volpe. Evan is next up. I think this was a suggestion about, I forgot what you were talking about, who you were waiting on.
Jack Curry.
That's right. This was the Jack Curry news that we talked about yesterday. And you equivocated it. to the Vatican.
Oh, okay. Or at least what Jack Curry has told you on Yankee Hot Stove, as Sean points out, every Yankee fan waits for as, like, the Pope signal. The Pope signal.
Puff of white smoke is what you
Pope
meant.
Pope signal.
Did you call it the Pope signal?
The Pope signal.
Like he's Batman and right. Signal. It's puff of white smoke.
I mean, when you really think about it, that's what the puff of white smoke is.
It's like it's specific. Like, you got to talk about what we're talking about. The Pope signal could just be him, I don't know, blessing you.
Fair enough.
Who knows what the Pope signal actually is?
Kasum type.
All right. And now, Evan, talking about Dable's firing.
The firing of Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Yeah? That to me, that dwarfs Dable.
How do you say the word?
Dwarfs.
Isn't that what I said?
Yes.
No.
You said dwarf.
Yeah.
You said dwarf.
Dwarf is right. What is it?
No, it's dwarf.
Dwarf.
You're not saying the W.
So you really have to include the W?
Yes. Yes, it's the word, Evan.
Is dwarfs even a word? D-O-R-F-S. Dwarfs.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh.
So otherwise, you're not saying a word.
All right. Can someone else be on this list?
Yes, I'm on this list because I messed up something. Because he's saying the word actually.
Right.
To which I think he's just, it's a filler word. It's a like a clutch or crunch word.
I corrected it.
I think you called it a crunch word.
No, I said clutch, but I meant crunch.
Ah.
Crutch.
Crutch.
Like crutch.
Wait, but I thought you said crunch.
So I corrected it.
I don't know. I think you corrected it incorrectly. I think you went from clutch word to crunch word.
Let me hear it again. Because he's saying the word actually.
Right.
To which I think he's just, it's a filler word. It's a like a clutch or crunch word.
Now, right. I think it's
close.
It's close. It's either crunch or crunch. But
it's almost like there's an in there.
Either way, it qualifies.
All right. Now, Evan, you use the right idiom. You got to get it right because there are multiple ways to skin the cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not to split the atom.
Like most of us, I don't think I'm cutting the atom here. And you know what's funny? I try to use that one a lot. I feel like one of my most popular idioms is splitting the atom. And in that case...
Why'd you say cutting this?
You know why? I could tell by the tone of that was a Rico Bronya, which is a little like, are we including Rico Bronyas in this?
Like most of us, I don't think I'm cutting the atom here.
And most of these Ricos, I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's midnight, and I'm sitting there after putting my kids to sleep doing a Rico. I think I have a defense.
There's no excuse. Stop doing 30 million of them a week, and then you get some sleep.
Right.
I'm going to continue doing 30 million of them. The only reason you don't want me to is it makes your podcast look bad.
All right, I'm on here again. I don't remember this one. Let's go here. Let's hear it.
Of course, you'd kick that kick that tire to see where it lands.
What?
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
That's the best one. You win. I'm going to kick that tire to see where it lands.
Are you going for kick the can down the road?
No.
Kick the tires.
It's like test out the tires. You kick the tire.
Oh, that's right.
I think kick the tires was fine. It's that you continued it to see where it lands.
But that's why I need to know what we were talking about. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Probably about a head coach for the Giants.
Maybe.
That'd be my guess.
Maybe. So that's conflating. That's putting two together. All right. Tommy. Last one.
If they're going to handle this player with kick gloves.
Kick gloves?
I'm glad that I said this. Because
Tommy, you made it.
Because I think a lot of people don't know if it's kid gloves or...
It's kid.
Kit gloves.
It's kid.
But why? I bet you a lot of people in the audience, Tiki, don't know
which
one.
Why would it be kid?
Why would it be kid?
Because when a kid is doing something, like, you got to put gloves on the kid.
Do so, you?
Yeah. So it's,
I don't know.
It's handling something more delicately.
I thought it was kit because I thought they're gloves from a detective's kit. You're handling it with kit gloves.
No.
According,
it's definitely kit.
According to the internet, the saying is with kid gloves,
yes.
Not kit gloves, and it means to handle someone or something with great care, delicacy, and gentleness, yeah, often to avoid causing offense or damage. Mm. The phrase came from the soft, fine leather gloves made from the skin of a young goat, a kid.
Wow.
Who saw that coming?
Wow, that's a swerve I was not aware
of. I didn't see that coming. It's named after a goat.
Wait, so hold on.
Yeah.
When you say you got to handle it with kid gloves.
Yes.
Meaning delicate and soft. it's because it's a baby goat and not because you're talking about a child?
It's because there are actual gloves, I'm not kidding you, called kid gloves.
They
are made from the soft, delicate skin of a young goat.
Wow. So you're handling the kid with kid gloves. The gloves themselves are made of goat.
Of a baby goat.
A baby goat.
A baby goat is a kid.
I did not know that.
A baby goat is a kid?
Yes. That is.
I didn't know that, but I didn't know that that idiom came from that.
No, I'm stunned by this. This is the swerve. Like, you called it a swerve. That was a swerve.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, kid gloves. That makes sense.
It also actually kind of makes me want to stop saying it.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I'm serious.
Well done.
It's like eating veal.
Yeah. Well, you did a good job there, Tiki.
Thank you.
That's another example of idiots with idioms right here on WFAN. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
Hey, Kendrick.
Hey, guys. Yeah, this is a perfect segue from idiots with idioms because in Dumb and Dumber, Lloyd Christmas is famous for saying, "Do you realize what you've done?" And Evan, do you realize what you have done?
No, he does not.
What have I done?
2 years ago, almost to the day, I think you reported and made a proclamation about a Met player re-signing. Mr. Pete Alonso was going to sign 2 years ago.
Yeah, I grew a beard, right? Didn't I grow a beard out because I wanted an extension for Pete Alonso? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. And now today, you report, not predict, report, Edwin Diaz is going to sign as a Met. You have basically kissed both of them goodbye. You are the kiss of death.
Well, Pete resigned, though.
And no, 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 no. He meant long term. That was not the deal. He wants Pete back, and now Pete is going to be walking just like John Cena this week. And let me tell you something else. The Mets have David Stearns heading there, and David is right for putting five on it because they cannot go longer than 5 years with Pete Alonso. And Pete's trying to get his 6-7 years, and it's just not going to happen.
Kendrick.
And Evan.
Yes.
Evan.
Yes.
Let's be real here. You did not think when you said that Pete was going to sign, it was going to be that 1 year deal and he was going to take the pop.
No. I'm not.
Long term deal.
I am not arguing with the origins of the Pete Alonso beard. That was about a long term deal. That was about him being a Met forever. And the jury is very much out on that. But I want to ask you to be honest, okay? Be very honest.
Yep.
I'm going to play it again for anyone just tuning in. And I'm going to play it again for you, Kendrick. Is this a report? Or is this a prediction? Evan and Tiki for the next 4.5 hours. A very busy show. At some point in the next 4.5 hours, you'll hear that Edwin Diaz has re-signed with the Mets. So we'll get to that later once it officially happens.
I mean, is that a report or is that a prediction? You tell me.
That is a new report, Evan. That is a new report.
All right, that's
and
why.
I got to be honest with you. Yes. You got to take the L if he doesn't sign.
Well, here's what I've agreed to. I have already agreed that if he does not sign this weekend, I will wear an L for the entirety of next week. That goes, and if somehow he leaves the Mets, I'll wear an L to opening day, assuming my schedule allows me to be at opening day. All right?
That's fair, and Evan, the one prediction you did get right, the young Joker is here, fellas. Young Joker is having his coming out party this week. We had
the Nets still in the league.
W's in that.
By the way, the best part is if Tommy didn't play the drop of Boomer saying the Nets still in the league, no one would know what he meant.
Well, that's why I did it.
Did the Nets get relegated to the WNBA?
He is referring to the man affectionately known as Jewish Joker, and that, of course, is Danny Wolf, who continues to impress every time he's on the court. They did lose yesterday.
Swag nut Nets.
They did lose to the Jazz yesterday. Funny part is we had the Yes Network on at one point. Sorry, Yes and Y. You know we love you. But we had
we were watching the game intentionally.
No, you were watching
the game.
He had the Nets game on. They're up by 10 going to the fourth quarter.
Because last time I saw on our chat, the Nets were winning.
Yes.
And it was like a big deal. The Nets were winning. But I didn't follow it.
It was
I started watching Thursday night football.
We were not making a big deal of the Nets winning. We were making a big deal of Danny Wolf and Noah Clowney being the truth. Okay, that's a big difference.
Okay, whatever. But they were also winning.
They were. So Tiki sees they're up by 10 going to the fourth quarter, and he says to me casually off air, "So you guys won last night?" I was like, "No, we ended up getting blown out." And he's looking at the score like, How'd that happen?
Right. How'd you lose by 15 when you were up by 10 at the beginning of the fourth quarter?
It happens. Let's make our picks. They are presented by the Cash App, our NFL picks. Last night, we were split. Sean Morash and Tiki Barber took L's, taking the Dallas Cowboys. Me and Tommy took the Lions and got victories. So here are the standings going into Sunday's action. Tommy is in first place by one full game, 36-33. Sean is 35-34. Tiki is 32-37. And I am 30-38-1 as we enter Sunday. We'll all pick the Jets and then two other games. We will kick it off with our first place, Tommy Lugauer.
Game number one for me. One could say this is potentially my game of the year. Let's go to Buffalo, where the Bills are laying 6 points against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. The Bills always struggle with Cincinnati. Joe Burrow is back. T. Higgins is back off a concussion. The Bills stink. Their defense is not very good. Cincinnati wins this game outright. Now, for the sake of the show, I'll scoop the 6 points, but Cincinnati's winning this game. That's game number one for me. Game number two. You could say this is my game of the year. I love it so much. Sunday Night Football. And I've been talking about this for the last couple weeks. I think the Chiefs are done. And I think this is the week that does it to them. Texans win this game outright. The wrong team is favored here. Texans have the best defense in the NFL. They're red hot. They got C.J. Stroud back. 3.5 points. Even if the Chiefs win the game, they never win by more than three. Houston's not going to need it. They win the game outright. Pick number two for me is Houston plus 3.5. Now, the main event. If this was just a regular football game and I didn't think about any outside forces, the Jets are the side. The problem is there are outside forces. A little birdie told me that Joe Beningo doesn't love the Jets. He guaranteed a Jets victory. The last time Joe guaranteed a Jets victory of my memory, like outwardly that I heard it, was the IC Ghosts game. He was very confident there. Plus, Joe will be at the game. Evan will be at the game as well. Young Spence is not going to save you this week, Evan. The Dolphins stink, but it's going to be 70% Dolphin fans. It's going to be a long Sunday. The Dolphins cover the 2.5. Game number three for me. So give me Cincinnati plus 6, Houston plus 3.5, and the Dolphins minus 2.5.
Sean Morash.
All right, game number one for me. A game between two odd birds, the Seahawks and Falcons in Atlanta. There's no more denying how good the Seattle Seahawks are. I mean, heck, a couple weeks ago, Sam Darnold turned the ball over 15 times. They still almost beat the Rams. That was, of course, an exaggeration. The Falcons have no Drake London. You saw them last week. They lost to the Jets. They stink. 6.5. I'm getting it under 7 here. Give me Seattle on the road to cover in Atlanta. Game number one. Game number two, the late window game that all America will get. Well, the Bears just seem to get by every single week. The Eagles handing that game. I think this is a big Packer spot off the extended break on Thanksgiving. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers laying 6.5 in a rivalry game to start to distance themselves and gain back. The Bears ain't getting the one seed in the NFC. What are we talking about? And game number three, Evan in the building. Joe in the building. The Dolphins are going to shove their bottle noses right up your you-know-whats. You think the Jets are escaping and keeping this hot play? No way. They do the Tua step on you. The Dolphins blow out the Jets on Sunday and cover the three.
Wow. I see a common theme here. Yeah. They all think that me, Joe, and my son are like the kiss of death. Tiki Barber.
Yeah. I think the Jets actually keep this thing tight. Might even win it. Home dogs.
Give me the Jets.
Yeah.
Whoa. Give me the Jets.
Yeah.
Gotham's Jets.
Gotham Jet in the Gotham uniform.
Which is actually an insult because the idiot New Yorkers that were named after a village in England. We went down that rabbit hole earlier.
But give me the Jets. Screw them damn Dolphins.
You heard me.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the New Orleans Saints. The Saints have been bad, and the Bucs are getting healthy. Baker Mayfield is back. Bucky Irving is back. Give me the Bucs. It's a big number-ish, laying 8.5, a division game. But I like the Bucs to get back on track to how they were previously this season. Bucs laying 8.5 at home. And then the Washington Commanders traveling to the Minnesota Vikings, who stank quarterback-wise, is horrendous. Marcus Mariota is not a world beater, but come on. Did you watch the Vikings?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Last 2 weeks, give me the Commanders laying a point and a half. That's only they're only getting a point and a half on the road. That's an easy one to me.
Is Jaden Daniels playing or not?
Yes, he got cleared today. He's starting this game.
But why is the line a point and a half? Because I saw that same line and it jumped out at me.
Because they don't fully trust the Commanders.
Yeah.
It is a tricky, tricky line.
So you got Jaden getting a point and a half, too.
That's even worse.
Good for you. All right. There's one game I agree with someone on the board, so I'll just admit it. I've been eyeing this one for days. Look, I don't buy the Chicago Bears. I don't. And I didn't buy them last Friday either, and I took a big fat L when they smack the Eagles around. But this is also Packers-Bears. It's Packers-Bears.
Right.
The Packers kill the Bears. That's what they do. And so when you combine that with the fact that Green Bay is playing some of their best football over the last few weeks, I completely agree with Sean. Lay all of the points. Give me Green Bay minus the 6.5 against Chicago. That's game number one. Game number two, I'm going to continue to make Sean smile. It's not a game he picked, but it's a game he'll enjoy. The Daniel Jones pumpkin thing, oh, it's a ride.
Let's go.
And so the Jacksonville Jaguars are taking them on in a huge game, and the Jaguars are taking a point and a half. Look, Jacksonville's a very tough team to trust, but I sense the end is near for Indianapolis. It feels like it. So give me the Jaguars in game number two getting a point and a half. Now let's get to the main event. Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium. I was not planning to go to this game. I wasn't. But my five-year-old had such a good time at MetLife Stadium in 35-degree rain that I said, do you want to go back, young Spence? And I said, I will take you back. And so I'm going back in the building. And yes, Joe will be there and he'll be relatively close. Look, I'm going to give you football reasons for why I think this is going to be a horrible Sunday. This is not Sean and Tommy's typical Joe's there, Evan's there, la, la, la. I don't trust this team yet. I don't trust them to force a freaking turnover, which they've done twice all season long. I don't trust this offense to consistently move the football down the field. I don't trust it. I don't even trust Tyrod Taylor to stay healthy. Even last week, he got banged up, ran to the sidelines. I thought we were going to see Justin Fields. And now that you've got Brady Cook on the sidelines, as much as I'd love to see Brady Cook succeed and eventually play this year, can you imagine if he gets thrown into this game? I mean, that's on the table.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor doesn't get through full seasons. So I have an ugly feeling in my stomach. Plus, I hate to give credit to the Dolphins. They've played well. Like, they're better. And I think they're going to smack us around. I think that Spence is in for a rude awakening.
Oh, no.
You know, he saw us win this dramatic game on a game-winning field goal, comeback, the whole thing. I think on Sunday, my five-year-old gets baptized. He realizes, oh, this is what being a Jet fan is all about. Give me the Dolphins laying the 2.5 at MetLife against the New York Jets.
So for me, I'm the only one that's picking the Jets.
Yeah, you're on an island.
You guys are going to be losers.
I hope so. Listen, sometimes I'd rather be a loser than a winner. So I'll take the Green Bay Packers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Miami Dolphins. Those are our picks for Week 14 in the NFL.
Have you contemplated a certain situation unfolding Sunday?
What's that situation?
That a young Spence walked out after some exciting Dolphins touchdowns in love with their aqua blue and goes, Daddy, I want to be a Dolphins fan.
I want Dolphins.
Cool name.
I mean, it's a risk you got to take. What am I supposed to do?
We've met Spence. Spence thinks for himself. I'll give him that.
No, he will tell you how he feels.
I want Dolphins.
Jed is loyal. Jed is loyal to Daddy and his teams. Yes. I get the sense. Spence could be a wild card.
Jets.
I mean, you're right. Like, Jed was offered $100 from Brandon Tierney to say Mets suck. And he walked into the microphone and said, I love you guys to death, but Mets suck.
Mets suck.
And was fine. I got my money. I'm good.
Yeah.
Spence don't care.
No, he don't.
If the Dolphins smack us around on Sunday, he's a major flight risk. I mean, I admit that. But what are you supposed to do as a father? Are you supposed to, like, not take him to the game because of the risk of losing?
No. It's not the risk of losing. I think there is something, and this is where people locally become Dolphin fans. Something vulnerable with that cute little dolphin on the helmet and the aqua blue. And if they're putting up points, that team could suck you in. It could suck in a vulnerable young child. I think the opponent, I would not have taken him to a Dolphin
game. You're making me second guess.
The Falcons, like, who cares?
He's you're not also off a win. You're pressing your luck. That's a valuable lesson to Spence. Don't press your luck. You got your win. That should have been the win for the season. And then go back next year. He's messing with the football gods here.
So there's a chance I come in here Monday and say I got a major worry here. I think my son's a Dolphin fan.
I want Dolphins!
I mean, he could be asking Santa for a Jalen Waddle jersey by Monday afternoon.
Oh, God, you're painting the worst possible scenario. Like, that is a doomsday scenario.
I mean, listen to that voice asking for dollars. Now he's going to be saying,
I want Dolphins!
Doomness!
Boo Jets!
I'm worried. I'm very worried now.
You're right, because there's going to be Dolphin fans there.
There are.
Those colors captivate
you. Just remember this. I'll give you one reason why I have confidence. I've taken my young son to Nets Knicks at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, but I think he's conditioned to hate the Knicks because they're here.
That's true. The Dolphins are new to him.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Like, he knew, oh, it's Nets Knicks. It's a road game.
It's like, who are these aquamarine lovelies coming into MetLife?
I may be making a very bad decision. I'll keep you posted. Let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. What's up, Art?
Guys, what's going on? Listen, you want to hear irony? Here's irony. Who's the backup quarterback for the Jets, baby?
Brady Cook.
A knockout thyroid. Brady comes in. He beats the Dolphins and goes on a streak. 5 o'clock next year. It's me, Tiki, and Evan at 10 o'clock. Yeah, baby. That's that one. And here's another one. If we couldn't get Peyton, how about this? The Saints lose. They get the number two pick. Archie Manning says, hey, I want to be like my grandpa. I go and I play for the Saints, and we end up getting our quarterback.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Thank you, Artie. Yeah. That's a great point. Arch decides to come out.
Be the savior, the Saint re-savior. And they already had one. Drew Brees wasn't that long ago.
But don't kids sometimes decide to come out or not come out based on who may pick them? I mean, that's the story about Peyton Manning not coming out. He didn't want to be a Jet.
Well, when you can afford not to come out.
Right.
And that's a lot of these guys now because they're making so much money in college.
But, you can afford not to come out. But if you are Arch and you say to yourself, boy, I'd love to follow in Grandpa's footsteps, and the Saints are right there and they're going to take me, does that make it, to Artie's point, more likely for him to say, screw it, I'm going to come out. I'm going to play for them. Which would be good news for the Jets because that allows another quarterback to drop. Assuming that Arch Manning would be taken by the Saints.
Right.
Which scenario is more likely? Because Hardy laid down two of them as he was very, very excited. One was Saints get the top pick of the second pick. Arch says, screw it, I'm coming out. And the Jets are in a better spot to land one of these other young quarterbacks. Is that scenario more likely? Or the one that he described if Brady Cook comes in and leads the Jets on a winning streak, and that's our franchise quarterback?
Neither one is likely, but the second is more. The second one that you said.
Really?
That he said. Yeah.
The Brady Cook thing? is more likely.
Yeah, Arch is not coming.
No. By any, no shot.
No.
No chance.
Why do you guys say that? Like, why is that so definitive?
Because he hasn't had a season.
But if he's going number one or number two overall anyway, why does that matter?
Because I don't even think the Saints would view him that way. He's played really well, or gotten better, I should say, three of the last four games, but he's not a finished product. He knows it, and he's got good advisors above him that know it. And right. he could be the king of everything next year.
And he doesn't need to rush out of Texas. He doesn't need to.
Especially unless
they're pushing him out.
Right. The only way you'd rush is, as he laid out, or even I was reiterating, is, oh, I really want to go to that team. No guarantee that team will be picking next year.
Right. Well, same thing. Look, he's not getting forced out of Texas. Quinn Ewers got forced out of Texas. By the way, thank you, SNY, for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend. Baseball night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. Quinn Ewers was hurt last year.
Right.
And he, I think, was thinking about it, but he kind of got forced out because Arch Manning was waiting in the wings. That's not going to happen to him next year. So he can stay if he wants. The question is, what other forces, meaning who's drafting who, where am I likely to be picked, are gonna come into this decision? But he doesn't need to come out. Like a lot of these kids, especially quarterbacks, they want to come out because they want to be the number one overall pick. Like, it's an ego thing.
Yeah, but the only thing, and I'm not even pushing back because I admit I don't know, but in regards to Artie's point is, let's say I was Arch Manning.
Mm-hmm.
It was me.
He's not the number one pick this year.
Right.
He's probably the third or fourth quarterback.
Okay. Same regards. I am Arch Manning, and I am having that kind of year, and my advisors tell me, yeah, you probably stay. You know,
yeah.
Stay in. You up your value. But I grew up as a Jets fan, and the Jets are picking number one or number two, and I get through the grapevine that despite the fact that he's not ready, they would absolutely take me because they want to take the kid who grew up as a Jet fan.
Yeah, I hear you.
Would that cause you to say, knowing they'll just pick another quarterback if you don't come out, and then they're not picking you the year after because the odds are they have their quarterback,
right?
Would that not sway you a little bit?
If.
Despite everything you just said.
If that scenario was correct, yeah. But okay, I don't know if that's real for Arch.
And when you think that and you get wind, there's still a whole process after that, the combine and everything, and you're taking a major gamble. I mean, I remember a world where Shedeur Sanders was convinced the Giants were taking him.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Right.
No, you're right, but there's gambles on both sides, because if you stay in school, you can up your value, go number one overall, all is right with the world. What if things go horribly wrong? What if there's an injury? What if your play is so freaking horrible that everything goes backwards?
Yep. Drew Allar is the example of that this year.
Right.
That's the risk.
Because he's screwed now.
Yep.
But isn't that a fair risk, that despite the money you're making in college with the NAL and NILs,
right,
that you could still hurt your value?
But
to that regard,
he still has the last name. His last name is not Allar, it's Manning. So unless he has...
Just like no matter what? What if he tears an
ACL?
Well,
no, catastrophic injury would be a problem. But even if he struggles, he's still a Manning, and there will be the allure of, oh, it's another Manning.
But I just brought up the injury.
Yeah, that's part of it.
I wasn't just saying playing badly. Like, there is risk. There's inherent risk in running it back in college.
Definitely is. But I think he's built...
That's all I'm saying.
He's built enough momentum to close the year. He's going to be the big, big piece next year.
Next year, not this year. I agree with that.
I'm not fascinated with him. It's not like I'm honing for him. I was more intrigued by...
just from what Artie was talking about.
Artie's point of, wouldn't it be great, especially if the Jets are picking 6, 7, 8, that another quarterback floods the system. You know what I mean? So that maybe the guy I really want falls to me. But either way, here's why I'm not worried, and Tiki laid it out very early in the show. The New York Jets are so loaded with draft picks. We're like Steve Cohen. We got billions of dollars. Shut up. We can draft wherever we want to draft. If we want, Sean, I want your pick. I'm taking your pick.
Okay.
I'm going to offer you so much freaking pick capital.
Please.
There's nothing you're going to do. You're just going to say yes and smile and hand me your pick. And that's the ability that the Jets have. No, it's good for you.
I think it's great.
But it's also really good for the Jets.
Sure. Hey, the rare win-win New York trade, sign me up. Sign me up if we don't have to talk about dreadful football because the Giants built the roster with your pick and you got a quarterback too.
The negative for you is earlier in the season, he doesn't even remember this, we had a whole big L thing regarding who would win more games, the Jets or Giants.
Sure.
So the negative for you is you'd have to wear that L for a month like you agreed to.
What do you mean, when?
If the Jets win more games than the Giants, which this scenario lays out to.
Fine. By the way, if I get all your draft picks and you get to come off the board, I'll wear the L. Not a problem. I care more about my team.
Just save that. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.